It is reported by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has stated, without doubt, there is a surah in the Holy Quran consisting of 30 verses, which will continue to intercede for its reciter until he is forgiven. And that surah is Surah Al-Mulk. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. It is reported by Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has stated, there is one surah in the noble Quran which will continue to argue for its reciter until it will make him enter into paradise. And that surah is Surah Al-Mulk. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has stated, it is my wish that Surah Al-Mulk be in the heart of every believer. Dear viewers of Madani channel, if the surah is recited after the sighting of the moon, the reciter will inshallah remain secure from hardships of all 30 days of the month, because this consists of 30 verses and these suffice for 30 days. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would recite Surah Al-Mulk and Surah Sajda before resting at night. Following the Sunnah, dear viewers of Madani channel, we should also recite Surah Al-Mulk before going to sleep every night. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will gain the rewards of Surah Al-Mulk in this world and also in the hereafter. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.